This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
About to get underway down in Houston as the Raiders and Texans about to kick things off preseason week number two. Matt, we're still time to bet in on this preseason game, and who better to talk to, Matt, than Chuck Edel, who joins us right now courtesy of our Progressive guest line. And right now, Chuck, as this game is about to kick off, you have the Raiders as around 1.5 or 2-point favorites. Let's start with the side before we get to the total, with Fernando Mendoza playing, the expected to play the first half here, maybe even a little bit more. What side do you look at here with Raiders $1.30 on the money line, around 1.5-point favorites against Houston?
Yeah, I did make a little bit of a play on the Raiders in this game. And one thing that kind of stood out to me here was the second half for Houston. You're going to see that Brett Rypien playing in the second half. And how this guy is still in the NFL, I don't know. I've seen him play for many years, and he just can't play. So you're going to see him. Not only are you going to see him, he just got signed this week. Now, he is familiar with the offensive coordinator for Houston, but still bringing him in, he's probably going to play the second half here. Defensive starters are not going to play for Houston in this game. The starters will get on the field here for a few series. But mainly I was on the Raiders here for the reason I think they got a big edge in the second half. And it's also something to look at after this first half. I'm very curious to see what the line will open up after the second half, depending on the situation.
It's interesting, Chuck. I thought the Raiders' quarterback play looked pretty good in the first week. The defense was a disaster. And if you watch the Texans' first preseason game, there wasn't much positive to take away from it. The quarterback play was pretty weak. And the quarterback play should not be great tonight after C.J. Stroud, like you mentioned it. What do you think the Raiders are going to do defensively? I noticed Max Crosby's not playing again tonight. That's no surprise here. Did you do anything with the total? We were talking about this early today. You thought about playing the first half total. Did you play the first half or the game total?
I just played the first half over, and that was my big play for today. I played the over the first half. I missed the 20. I did get 20.5. I went over the 20.5. And again, you got Houston starters playing. I expect them to do something against, like you said, the Raider defense that seems to be on their heels a little bit. And I expect the Raiders offense to be able to do something against the backup defense for Houston, who is no starters are playing for the defense for Houston. They're going to have the backups out there. So I expect hope for some points to be scored. And Mills isn't the worst backup. I know he didn't look well last week, this is a team who generally is able to move the ball. They did lose one of their stud wide receivers, unfortunately, yesterday.
The Iceman, Chuck Edel, Friday Football Invitational Champ in 2024. We have an announcement on that contest coming up soon here on VSiN. Raiders, right now, 2-point favorites at Circa, a total of 40. Raiders, Texans about to kick off. This is a big game tonight. Look at this, Tim, on ESPN. You got Laura Rutledge on the sideline. You got Troy Aikman and Joe Buck in the booth. Tim, it feels like a real Monday night football game.
It's starting to feel that way. We're getting ready for the season
here. Or a Thursday night football game, whichever way you want to look at it. How about later tonight, Chuck? Niners and Chargers. There's been some news come out about Kyle Shanahan and what his plan is tonight. Niners have flipped a 1.5-point favorites, total of 38 or so. Did you do anything with San Francisco, L.A.?
Yeah, I didn't do anything with the game. I do know some sharp guys who did take the Chargers in the first half. Herbert's going to start. He's probably only going to play one series. And Shanahan was tipping his hand a little bit that he might, he's going to play his starters. And it looks like we'll see Purdy in there for a little while as well. But I didn't feel like anything concrete there. I stayed away from the game.
Chuck Edel joining us here, courtesy of our Progressive guest line. Kickoff moments away. Chuck on the Raiders full game and his favorite play over in the first half, 20.5. Chuck, let's look ahead to tomorrow. We've got three games on the slate. Let's go to Denver and Green Bay. I think this number has moved a little bit since you bet it. Right now it's Circa. You can get Green Bay plus 6.5 if that's the angle you're looking at. You could lay 5.5 out there in the market if you're looking at Denver. What are you expecting tomorrow between Green Bay and Denver?
Yeah, another game. Now I thought the line was overreaction last week on Denver, too. It kind of bit me a little bit. But what happened was the Denver, it opened up 5. Denver announced that Bo Nix was going to play in the game. The line shot up to 7, 7.5. I grabbed the 7. And Bo Nix is going to play with the starters. He's going to play 14 snaps. That's what Sean Payton says. But Green Bay is going to play their starters, too. They're going to play for a couple drives here. They're going to play. He's going to be in there for two drives, Love and the starters. So I'd have figured in a game like this, I thought 7 looked like a gigantic number. And obviously Denver took care of business against Atlanta the last week. But a different situation here this week. And those points seemed large to me. And it still looks, 6 still looks like a decent number. But see what happens there.
And get 6.5 at Circa. Chuck got 7, Packers plus 7. Packers looked pretty bad last week against the Steelers. But like you said, Chuck, the key is different situations here in week 2 of the preseason. How about Jets, Steelers? We got 2 games tonight, 3 games tomorrow. How did you handicap or what do you make of the news and who's going to play in the Jets-Steelers game in Pittsburgh on Friday with the Jets as 1.5-point favorites, total of 37?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just going to make a quick note what you were just saying. You know, the Packers didn't look that good last week. I do find in preseason sometimes when the team doesn't look too good, you know, they do put a little more emphasis possibly in that next game. You know, you do see that often, and that's something to also always keep in mind. But the Jets starters are going to start the game. Now, last week we were all thinking Geno Smith was going to play with the starters, and he came up with a bum ankle, I guess, right before game time. He did not play in that game. But he is supposed to start in this game. I wouldn't expect to see him in there too long. And then Pittsburgh, they're going to go with Will Howard for the first half. They're going to go with Drew Allar for the second half. Money's come in on the Jets, and the total surely dropped a lot too. I didn't do anything with it. I know this looks like a coin flip to me.
Yeah, Drew Allar, Will Howard, I thought looked pretty good for the Steelers last week. We'll see about this game. How about Carolina-Jacksonville? I know Liam Cohen said some things. I don't know if he backtracked, but let's put it this way. Carolina is a 1.5-point favorite at Jacksonville. You were thinking about betting this game. I don't know if you did. Did you do anything with it?
Well, I was waiting for the first half, and the, you know, hard to get a first half number yet. But what was happening? Liam Cohen has changed his mind 2 or 3 times now. But that's what coaching. You know, you're allowed to do that. They're having a joint practice. Liam Cohen initially said that their Jacksonville starters are not going to play. Mm-hmm. We're going to play. And then they had a very physical practice. He said, you know, I'm leaning now and not starting, you know, not playing my starters. So it's still up in the air as far as whether he's going to play the starters or not. Carolina is another different situation. Young and the starters are going to play 10 to 20 snaps in this one. And they really sounded like make an emphasis on the offense this week. They did not, you know, look good last week offensively, and it looked like they were making some points to really do something offensively in the game. And I thought if Lawrence was going to start with Jacksonville there, I was going to look to play the first half over, but we'll have to wait closer to game time to see what's going on with Jacksonville starters.
Once again, Chuck Edel joining us here as he is the Circa Friday football champion from just a couple years ago. Moments away from kickoff down in Houston, Raiders and Texans preseason week number 2. This is the starter of week number 2. The finisher of week 2 is Seattle at Tennessee on Sunday night. Tennessee is starting to get bet up here, 4.5, 5 in the market. Chuck, I know this was a bet that you made pretty early. What do you like about the Titans here in this spot against Seattle?
Yeah, this is a game where the only situation like this on the whole card for the whole week here, where Tennessee starters, they're going to play 25 to 30 snaps, which basically comes out to almost a half, give or take a few. So you're going to see the Tennessee starters playing in the half. As of now, Seattle is not going to play their starters. You know, they're having a joint practice, which many of these teams are, and a lot of these coaches, when they have joint practices, you know, don't always play the starters, you know, after their joint practices. But Tennessee's going to play their starters 25 to 30 snaps. Seattle at this moment is not playing their starters. So big advantage there. You know, obviously a bigger advantage when the numbers come out. I'm sure they're going to be high, but depending on what the numbers are, I'm going to be looking to bet the first quarter and the first half of Tennessee. I did lay 2.5. I got the original number there with Tennessee. But we'll see what happens. But that looks like a game that has teams playing 2 different directions.
Chuck Edel with us. Chuck, we'll wrap it up here. We were talking with a bookmaker early in the week, and he said, preseason week one was bad for the bettors. How was it for you? Did you survive? Have you had to change your philosophy in terms of betting the preseason a little bit here in the last couple of years or not?
Yeah, I survived, but I didn't make any money last week, but I did survive. I probably, you know, a couple things here. Obviously, joint practices are so much more common now. So, you know, you don't get a lot of the mismatches with maybe coaches playing, you know, like we're talking about the Tennessee, Seattle. It's tougher. They got three, you know, they play three games now as well. The only changes that I would say that I've made over the last couple of years is I'm definitely much stronger on first halves, you know, than the full games. I mean, sure, you have an edge sometimes on the full game if you have the information, but it's more of a crapshoot in that second half. And, you know, look at, I think, who was the Jacksonville played last week? They were down and they scored 25 points.
Saints.
In their backup. Yeah, Saints. Yep. You know, these second halves are, you know, so I feel much, if I'm going to bet, you know, a big amount, I'm going to try to get a number in the first half. And obviously those change, you know, because the game gets sped up. So it's a catch 22, but I think that's a safer way to go.
About to kick off in Houston. Chuck is on the Raiders and the first half over 20.5. Chuck, always appreciate it. Best of luck with your bet tonight.
Great. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
There he is, Chuck Edel, Circa Friday Football Invitational Champion back in 2024. C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans, number one offense, going to be out there on the field, Matt, as the ball has been kicked off in Houston. We got live football to keep our eyes on tonight.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Matt, you and I were just standing out in the sports book, and I know it's preseason, but looking up that big, beautiful board behind us and seeing two football teams in uniform.
It's nice.
Hearing Joe Buck broadcast a football game, it felt good.
Well, even better if you win your bet on tonight's game. Raiders now 1.5-point favorites live, total 39.5. I think the Texans are probably going to pick up the first down here on 3rd and 10, and they do. Make it look a little too easy. I'm not sure if I like this new Raiders defensive coordinator, Rob Leonard. Boy, this defense looked pretty bad the first week, and right there on a 3rd and 10 situation, how do you let the receiver just run an easy, quick out for a 12-yard game? Look at this. You got to play press coverage. You got to do something a little bit more than that. That's too easy, pitch and catch for a first down.
You know, Matt, during the fantasy draft that we just did, one of the plays that you made, and I actually made the same play, I think, last year. I don't know if maybe I did touchdowns as opposed to receiving yards. You did Brock Bowers to lead the NFL in receiving yards. Once again, for those who missed it, we had to pick a pair of stat leaders. So it was a nice long shot for you with Brock Bowers 30-1. And actually, I really don't hate the play because
I went with touchdowns, not
yards. Receiving touchdowns. Yeah. Okay, my fault. Which I actually like that better than receiving yards.
So did I. That's why I picked it. I decided to go with TDs instead of yards because I thought he might be, you know, a primary target for the Raiders quarterbacks when they get in the red zone.
So, well, and you think about who are the who are the pass catchers for this Raiders team?
They don't have any.
And the number one guy is Brock Bowers.
Yeah, right.
2nd and 4, C.J. Stroud rolling out, and we'll get a 3rd and 4 here as the Texans are around the 36-yard line of the Las Vegas Raiders. Live betting situation right now. What do we have here, Matt? From
still 1.5, 39.5, and not much of a change here. Obviously, Texans might be able to kick a long field goal. We'll see what happens here on third down if they don't pick it up.
Yeah, they're showing right now the injuries that the wide receivers have dealt with in Houston. Jaden Higgins from Iowa State, second-year player, out for the year with a torn ACL. So very unfortunate news there for the Houston Texans. And this time of year, it's all about, can you avoid the injuries in the preseason? And a nice job there by C.J. Stroud to scramble a little bit, dump one off, and the drive continues for the Texans as they have now flipped to a small favorite at minus $1.35. I know that Chuck Edel was happy about the drive continuing there as he has over 20 and a half in the first half.
Yeah, Stroud finds an opening on the right side in the pocket there. It looks like he's going to run the ball, dumps it off to, I believe that's tight end, Moreau, and he gets first down. The Raiders playing mostly backups here on defense on this first drive, and the Texans are going to play backups, too, against Fernando Mendoza when he takes over. And, again, that's a key to Chuck Edel's bet over 20 and a half in the first half.
So we'll keep our eyes on this. Matt, as we're watching Houston.
12 men on the field on the Raiders defense. It is the preseason.
That is true. We saw what Pittsburgh had. How many penalties in the first half? Eight or nine penalties. Now they ended up winning that game going away last week against the Green Bay Packers. Curious, Matt, your outlook on the Houston Texans this year and the AFC South. You looked at the offense the last time we saw them there for the Houston Texans. It was a disaster in the playoff game in the snow against the New England Patriots. The defense is as good as any defense out there. They also spent a high second-round pick on Caden McDonald coming out of Ohio State as Woody Marks bounces off a tackle, and he is into the end zone. The Houston Texans go right down the field, Matt, on their opening drive. Woody Marks breaks a couple tackles, and the Houston Texans now up 6-0 with an extra point pending here.
Raiders have a serious lack of talent at the backup positions on this defense. They can't make a simple tackle there. I give Woody Marks credit for the run. I liked him in college. Very good back. But NFL defenders got to be better than this. This is a simple off tackle. There's a broken tackle. There's a whiff. And that's just poor defense by the Raiders. But again, good news for Chuck Edel. If anyone else who played this first half over, now we'll see if Fernando Mendoza can answer and drive the Raiders offense down the field.
Well, I guess here's the question, Matt, as we sit here, the live number has adjusted. So you get the Houston Texans out there with their starters. You would imagine after a successful first drive like that,
that might be it.
Probably it for the Houston Texans starters. And now you can get the Raiders. Look, your handicap was a lot on the thought of Fernando Mendoza playing the entire first half, which is what we are expecting here tonight. Now you can get the Raiders at plus 4.5 after that opening drive from the Houston Texans.
Yeah, now Raiders plus 1.5 is not such a great number, right? Now you could have 4.5, but also you don't know who's going to receive to open the game. Texans get the ball and they go right down the field and take control here. So I would think right now, if you don't have a bet pregame, Raiders plus 4.5 would be a pretty good play. Again, Randy McKay had a really good idea. I mentioned the first hour too.
Yep.
That was Texans plus 8, Chargers plus 7.5 on a two-team teaser tonight. And with the Texans scoring first, that bet looks awfully good at this point.
Yeah, good start, no doubt, for Big Randy as the Texans get into the end zone first. Opening drive, a success for the Houston Texans. So 7-0 is the score there. A couple other baseball notes. The New York Yankees with a 3-0 lead over the Baltimore Orioles, top of the fifth inning. And I believe the night is done for Kyle Bradish. No, he has actually just gotten out of that fourth inning. So 5 innings for Bradish, only 1 earned run. Gerrit Cole, Matt, good start for him tonight. And your Yankees, 4 scoreless, 1 hit, 6 strikeouts so far for Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, like I said, the Yankees won 3 in a row, and Cole trying to make it 4. And I believe tomorrow night in the Bronx, it's going to be Blue Jays, Yankees, and Will Hill is going to be there. He's not going to be on the Friday night show with
me. He's not going to do the show from Yankee Stadium?
He's not going to do it. He's going to be with his wife and kids tomorrow night. And I believe it's going to be – I got to double check, but I think Cam Switler should be going tomorrow night.
He is.
When Will Hill is in the Bronx. But the Yankees trying to win 4 in a row. And Trent Grisham's been one of their hot bats here this week.
How about this, Matt? The Toronto Blue Jays now only a half game out of the final wild card spot. There was talk about...
That shows you how bad the wild card race is, too.
Yeah, the wild card race is a joke right now. I mean, the Minnesota Twins currently have the final wild card spot in the American League. We've got a tweet from Jensen we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show, Matt, talking about the Cleveland Guardians. Guardians are only a game out. The Orioles, who are on the verge of being swept by the Yankees, are only 1.5 out. Now, there'll be 2 after tonight concludes, more than likely. But, yeah, the bottom of the AL wild card, not the most incredible teams, I guess, vying for that spot, if you will. The Padres, 68-60, as they lost today. And the Phillies have now won 6 in a row, Matt. So they're getting hot at the right time. And the Chicago Cubs, we know how well they've been playing at 74-54. Right now they have the top wild card spot in the National League. Raiders receive the kickoff, Matt, and they will start at around their own 26-yard line, as here we will see Fernando Mendoza come out onto the field. Number one overall pick, Fernando Mendoza, Heisman Trophy winner, and he is a guy that will be potentially playing the first half here tonight for the Raiders.
Yeah, I think he's going to play the entire first half. That would be the plan, and you should play him in a game like this tonight and see what he can do, get him, better acclimated to the offense. He did not get a lot of playing time last week against the Cardinals, but he did go 10 for 16, 97 yards with a TD. He took one sack. I thought he played well last week. He made a couple of big-time throws into small windows last week, too, that showed you why he was probably worthy of being the number one draft pick. And the Raiders, don't plan to play him in the first month of the season, but you would be smart to play him as much as possible here tonight, next week, get him a lot of work in the preseason, Tim, so when he does have to step in and start a game at some point in the first couple months, that it's not going to be the first time he's seen live NFL defenses for an extended amount of time. I wouldn't have a problem with it if the Raiders played Mendoza like the entire game in the third preseason game. I think you want to get him as much work as possible here in the month of August.
Yeah, and you're seeing some of the starters out there, Jalen Naylor out there out wide. So you're putting Fernando Mendoza out there, Matt, with certainly some of the top players on the roster. So it's not just the backups out there, even though I do like Mike Washington being out there. I'm excited to see Mike Washington, fourth round pick out of Arkansas. He had a big run in that preseason opener that they had against the Arizona Cardinals. He gets the start at running back here tonight. So I don't know if we'll see Ashton Jeanty, but Mike Washington, man, that's a guy to just kind of keep your eye on him as the season goes on. I think there's a chance he can make some plays for this Raiders team. He is explosive, Matt.
Fernando Mendoza in the shotgun here. It's interesting that last year at Indiana, how nice pass, nice catch over the middle. That's
Jalen Naylor.
About a 20-yard gain for the Raiders. Last year at Indiana, in that offense, Fernando Mendoza took exactly two snaps from under center. So he's definitely more comfortable in the shotgun, Tim. And that's what the Raiders are doing with him tonight. Here's another good throw to Naylor over the middle, and I'll tell you, Mendoza looks pretty sharp.
It is the backup offensive line for the Raiders in there blocking for Mendoza, but Jalen Naylor certainly expected to be a starter. He's in there right now. Mendoza and the Raiders on the move. Texans lead 7-0. Woody marks the game's first touchdown.
Oh, wow, look at this run.
Mike Washington, there he is.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
As we went to break, Matt, Mike Washington Jr., the fourth-round pick out of Arkansas, broke off a nice 33-yard run down to the Houston 24-yard line. Unfortunately for the Raiders and folks backing the Raiders today, Fernando Mendoza threw a pick six on the next play. He threw it behind Mike Washington. Woody Woodaz, the rookie out of Clemson, went back to the house 80 yards for a touchdown. And I would say the one thing that the Raiders coaching staff was probably the most upset about is that Fernando Mendoza tried to chase down Woodaz and tried to tackle him and then dove and landed on the ground. So 14-0 right now for the Houston Texans. Live total up to 50.5, and the Texans minus 9.5 live.
No quarterback wants to give up a pick six, and I understand chasing down the defender and trying to push him out of bounds, but it's a preseason game, right? That's Mendoza probably could let that one go. He's competitive, though, and I give him credit for making the effort there. I will say that the one thing you don't want to do as a young quarterback is throw late across the middle, Tim. What did he do there? He threw late across the middle and behind the receiver. And that's why he ends up with a pick six and a 14-0 Texans lead. Man, if you bet the first half over, this game over, you love the way this is beginning. And you wonder if the Raiders are going to bounce back here. Mike Washington stuffed for a loss right there on the first play of this drive. It's very predictable, Tim, that after a rookie quarterback throws a pick, that your first down call is going to be a run up the middle. Very conservative call, and that's what happens. And the Raiders get stuffed on that first run. Mike Washington on that 33-yard run that you referenced, right before we went to break. It looked like he was going to get stuffed for no gain. He bounces it off tackle and sprints up the middle for 33. Don't be surprised if at some point this season a lot of people are saying Mike Washington's better back than Ashton Jeanty.
Luis Garcia Jr. just hit a homer at Camden Yards, 4-1 Yankees with the lead now over the Orioles. Let's head to our progressive guest line. Matt, welcome in our good friend Ian Cameron. The Canadian kid joins us courtesy of our progressive guest line. We do have CFL action going on right now as Montreal is hosting Ottawa. We'll get to some CFL plays here in just a moment. But Ian, as you look at the week two preseason board, was there a game or two that jumped out to you that you're going to be looking to fire on here over the next couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, it's a just before we get to that, it's a pick six party here, and we're all invited because just moments after Fernando Mendoza threw a pick six in the Vegas-Houston preseason game, Jake Mayer of the Ottawa Redblacks just threw a pick six against Montreal in the CFL game. So it's pick sixes, both sides of the border going on here, on a Thursday night.
By the way, guys,
as far as NFL preseason is concerned, I think this is one of those weeks where, you know, I didn't have a great preseason. I mean, I think the Cleveland Browns frustrated me most of all last week. Like, I was betting on what I thought was a pretty good situation with the quarterback battles. But you can't cash a bet on a quarterback battle when none of them can play,
right?
You know, at an adequate level. And unfortunately, you know, for Watson, I guess, was okay. But, you know, it was a struggle after that. Sanders and Gabriel, you know, got much of the time in the second half. The offensive line did the Browns no favors because that unit got, you know, crushed by the Chicago Bears in that game. But speaking of the Bears, that is a game that of interest to me in the NFL preseason over the weekend. I kind of like Chicago. We've seen Ben Johnson really put an emphasis on winning in the preseason since he's been the head coach of the Bears. Preseason record's very good. Obviously, we saw what they did to Cleveland last week. I think they're worth a look in their preseason. I like the over at 36.5 as well in that game against the Bengals. It's also worth noting, too, this quote that Ben Johnson said in the camp that, you know, he wants shootouts and he wants his offense to rival the Rams' greatest show on turf with Kurt Warner back in the day. You know, he really wants this offense to strive for great things. So that's definitely one of the games on the weekend that stands out that I've already targeted in the preseason. I like the Bears, and I like that game over 36.5.
All right, Bears now 1.5-point favorites at Cincinnati. That game's on Saturday. You talked about the Browns. A lot of bettors got burned by this last week. And Deshaun Watson, you probably said it best. He was okay. He was not that great. He was throwing short passes at the line of scrimmage, within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Didn't make any throws downfield, so I didn't take much away from that. I don't have much confidence in Watson. But how about the Browns in preseason game number two here as 2.5, 3-point home favorites over the Bills? Any situation you're interested in that Buffalo-Cleveland game on Saturday?
It's probably Cleveland or pass for me, Matt. I mean, I'm a little bit gun-shy to do it because of last week. But, you know, I thought for Buffalo there was actually for them quite an amount of focus and motivation to, you know, play well, get a result last week against Carolina. It was the first game in the brand-new Highmark Stadium as well. They played Josh Allen for most of the first quarter. So you could tell that team was just, you know, we want to put out a good showing here for the home fans, first time in the brand new stadium. Now this week could be a little bit different. You could see Joe Brady and the coaching staff go a lot more conservative with playing time and really delineate a lot to the second, the third string, and the fourth string players on both sides of the football. Just from a situational standpoint, Browns, it was pretty ugly for them. You know, you got a first-year head coach in Todd Monken that, you know, I find these coaches, when they have a bad preseason result, a lot of times, even though it's only preseason, you're going to want to show a little bit something better the very next game. So just from a pure situationals, even though the quarterback and the offensive line problems were evident last week, I think situationals point to Cleveland there in that game.
All right. Montreal Alouettes lead the Ottawa Redblacks 21-7 in the second quarter tonight. And we will talk about more on the CFL here with Ian Cameron. And again, you can follow him at Bobano Bets. How about tomorrow? Winnipeg and I believe Edmonton, right? The Blue Bombers and the Elks tomorrow night. You've got, as usual, a pretty full CFL betting card this week. Anything on Blue Bombers Elks on Friday?
So I like the Winnipeg side. I mean, I was able to, you know, I laid a little bit more of a price at -130 to get them at +7. You know, the consensus number right now is around 5.5 with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. But Here's the thing. They're 5-4, and they faced a weak schedule. They've only played one of the top three teams in the CFL, one team of the top three in the CFL once, and that was Edmonton earlier this year, losing at home. They haven't played, you know, Saskatchewan or Montreal, two other elite teams in the league. But Winnipeg came off a bye last week. They got Zach Collaros back. They're a relatively fresh, healthy team as well. Edmonton's coming off a very impressive blowout win against Toronto last week, 42-12, but they feasted on six Toronto Argonauts turnovers in that game, kind of inflated the score. You know, that game was pretty close in the first half. The Edmonton offense really struggled in the first half. So I think because of all those turnovers and the game just blowing up in Toronto's face and it becoming a runaway for Edmonton, maybe you're getting them a little bit overvalued in this spot. Even though I've got concerns about just how good Winnipeg is, they are 3-0 on the road straight up. They did cash the one time they were a road underdog this year as well. So I am still going to back Winnipeg plus the points in this spot. It's also the last game of a 10-game stretch without a bye week for Edmonton. So I wonder, 10 games in a row without a bye, you have the bye next week. You're coming off a blowout win. Maybe they're a little lackadaisical here. So I'm on Winnipeg plus the points, under the total, too. I think both teams will run the football quite a bit. And we are starting to see the unders cash in the CFL after a crazy run of overs to begin the season. Unders are 4-0, went 4-0 last week in the CFL. Hamilton-Toronto, Hamilton 6-1 straight up and against the spread, the last seven against Toronto. I don't love the spot for these Ticats. The Argos are off a blowout loss to Edmonton last week. Chad Kelly threw another pick six. But Hamilton's really played this team tough. Six of the last seven they've won. The only Toronto win was by two, and you got to lay 4.5, 5 with Toronto. So I'm going to bank on series history there and think the Ticats can still keep that game pretty close. Saskatchewan, BC, the Sunday night game. I think the over is what I like more than the side because Saskatchewan's secondary is still banged up. Nathan Rourke and the BC passing attack could really take advantage of that. But Trevor Harris and the Riders offense stalled in the fourth quarter, losing to Hamilton last week. They weren't that happy about it. They're going to get Sam Emelis, their top receiver, back. That probably helps their offense. Now, they're facing a BC defense that's playing a lot better after a bad start, but they faced a Calgary team that lost Vernon Adams to injury. They faced a Hamilton team with a third-string quarterback and Harrison Frost, and they faced a Winnipeg team that just has not put things together offensively all season. So I think there's going to be a step up for the BC defense. Saskatchewan's the defending champs. They haven't lost two in a row. So for that reason, I'm going to take the Riders' side as a slight dog, but I like the over a bit more in that Sunday nighter.
Three CFL games, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Lots of dogs. Winnipeg, Hamilton, and Saskatchewan over on Sunday between Saskatchewan and BC, and Winnipeg, Edmonton under as well. Ian Cameron, the Canadian kid at Bobano Bets. Before we know it, Ian, we'll be getting ready for hockey season. I know you're getting ready for that as well. Always appreciate it.
Well, if I'm back with you guys next week, not only CFL, NFL, but I'd be more than happy to talk college football. I'll be ready to go for week zero next Saturday. Very much looking forward to that as well.
You don't have to yank our arm to talk college football, that's for sure. Ian, always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Good to be with you guys. We'll talk next week.
There he is, Ian Cameron. Well, the starters are out, Matt. Davis Mills in for the Houston Texans.
To be honest, we're probably not going to talk with him next week because we're going to be in Hawaii, right?
Oh, that's right,
yeah,
man. We are.
You forgot.
Doing that trip next week. How could I have forgot? Matt, hashtag Yankees update. Spencer Jones has just gone yard. 5-1 Yankees with the lead over the Baltimore Orioles. Our VSiN primetime game of the night. The Houston Texans, a pick six off of Fernando Mendoza. It is 14-0 with under 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Texans with the ball right now. Live line 12.5, total 49.5.
VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
17-0 right now. The Houston Texans with the lead over the Las Vegas Raiders. They just flashed this stat on ESPN. Largest deficit Mendoza has faced since November of 2024. As we get a kickoff that goes out of bounds. Last time we saw Mendoza and the offense out there, they were not really accomplishing much. He did throw a pick six, but the offense back out there for Fernando Mendoza. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter here, Matt. Once again, Chuck Edel, one of his best bets was first half over. He did also have the Raiders on the money line. Right now, live number Raiders plus 11.5, total 50.5 right now. And we'll see if the Raiders can get something going here and get Chuck a winner in the first quarter.
You got to love the start here if you bet this game over the total. 3 minutes to go. Fernando Mendoza back out for his third drive. And he is under center, Tim. Just talked about how he took two snaps under center in Indiana last year. He hands that one off. And Mike Washington around the right side for about a 9-yard gain. And I'll say it one more time. Don't be surprised if at some point this season, a lot of people are starting to say, Mike Washington's better back than Ashton Jeanty. This was a steal of a fourth-round pick, and I know you like this pick a lot, too.
Yeah, he just looks the part, man. He's got explosive speed. He's got size. He is a very intriguing running back. Look, you've mentioned it before. Running backs, not going to say they're a dime a dozen. You know, Saquon Barkley is an elite running back. You know, you think about Bijan down in Atlanta. Both those guys were first-round picks. But, man, you could find talent, especially at that position, later on in the draft, and Mike Washington is going to be a contributor this year, and there's no doubt for the Las Vegas Raiders. By the way, it was a Fairbairn 51-yard field goal that made it 17-0 here for the Houston Texans. C.J. Stroud's night done, 4-for-6, 27 yards. Opening drive for the Houston Texans ended with a 20-yard touchdown run from Woody Marks. So 17-0 the score.
Our buddy Ian Cameron, who just joined us on the show, he had a play tonight on Yankees-Orioles over the total of 7.5, and he likes where this is headed. Bottom of the sixth, Orioles have two on, two out, but the Yankees have a 5-1 lead off that Spencer Jones home run. That was number six of the season for Spencer Jones, who's batting .220. But that game now with six runs on the board in the bottom of the sixth, and Gerrit Cole trying to pitch out of trouble here.
With Fernando Mendoza playing tonight, DraftKings and a handful of other books, understandably so, have taken down Offensive Rookie of the Year, but FanDuel has kept it up. And Fernando Mendoza, I failed to check before the start of this game, but he is now plus 550. Those are probably the longest odds I've seen on him this preseason, Matt. After the pick six, he's in a three-way tie for the shortest odds with Carnell Tate and Jadarian Price all at plus 550. This is FanDuel. Jeremiah Love still remains your favorite. But keep in mind, Jeremiah Love reportedly dealing with a high ankle sprain, so will he be sidelined early on in the season? Will he be hampered with that injury? And we saw Tyler Algier, certainly a capable running back there in Arizona as well.
Yeah, Jeremiah Love had a total of 14 touches, I think, last week against the Raiders.
72 yards, I believe it was.
Yeah, a lot of people upset, you know, saying after the fact, why did they run him like a workhorse last week? Why did they run the rookie into the ground against the Raiders? I didn't think they worked him too much. They did play him deeper into the game than I thought, but 14 touches is not that many for a rookie running back. You want him to get a little bit of work in the preseason. It's easy after the fact, Tim, after a guy gets injured, to say, why'd you play him so much? 14 touches is not that much. Now, the Raiders are taking it easy on Ashton Jeanty. He is not playing tonight. Jeanty might want to get out there pretty soon and start showing something, though, because Mike Washington might take his job, but I think the situation with Jeremiah Love would be a little bit concerning because those high ankle sprains can be really problematic.
They can linger, there's no doubt. End of the first quarter, Matt.
Yeah, if you're thinking about making a futures bet on Love, I think you might need to rethink that.
Yeah, and I mean, let's be honest, too. The offensive line in Arizona, schedule is absolutely ruthless. So we will see. Win total right now sitting at 3.5. Didn't you bet 5.5 early in the offseason?
No, under 4.5. Okay. I played under 4.5. That was way back in, May or June. And obviously there's been a lot of public action under that win total. And it's dropped to 3.5. I would not play under 3.5 on the Cardinals or the Dolphins. Those numbers got too low.
Yeah.
Now, not saying I'm going to bet over, but I did bet Cardinals under 4.5. I'm not going to bet under 3.5. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, we just had our VSiN NFL futures draft, and one of my last picks was Dolphins under 3.5. It was plus money. I needed an underplay. A lot of them had been taken, so I ended up taking Dolphins under 3.5. Would have preferred it at 4.5, like you mentioned, but that was my second to last play there.
That's a great segue, Tim. Let's take a look at your picks from the VSiN Pro Football Futures draft today, and your first pick surprised me a little bit, but I think it was probably a good pick.
Well, I wanted a long shot. I thought a lot of these stat leaders would go off the board quick, and I had the last pick. I had the turnaround, so I was going to have about 20, what was that, 20-some-odd picks between my second pick and my third, so I wanted it to be either the first or second pick. I was going to take a stat leader, and Nico Collins, most receiving yards with the news of Jaden Higgins, of him being out. Now, you got to hope Nico Collins stays healthy here, and, you know, it's a long shot for a reason, but yeah, my long shot was 16-1, and then the Cincinnati Bengals to win the AFC North. I really wanted that one, Matt. I was debating between that or the Cowboys, of course, our resident Cowboy Homer, and Dave Ross took Cowboys to win the NFC East as his first selection, so it made it a little bit easier for me. I knew I wanted to take a division winner early, and I wanted to take one of my long shots. Other plays for me, Dallas over 9.5 wins at even money. Panthers under 7.5 wins at minus $1.36. Small error here. Omar Cooper Jr., the rookie out of Indiana, under 449.5 receiving yards was my fifth pick there, and those were my first five selections, Matt.
All right, so I did bet the Bengals a couple months ago, 2-1 plus 200 to win that division, and I was thinking about doing that here, but I also wanted to go for a bigger price, and I've started to think the Pittsburgh Steelers might be surprisingly good. And last week in that first preseason game, I've liked their drafts the last couple of years, and you can see the talent out there. Like, when we're watching the Raiders tonight, you can see the talent on defense is lacking. There's no doubt about it. The Steelers got plenty of talent. And it wouldn't stun me if they win that division. I took the Steelers a plus 510. But if you had not taken the Bengals, I probably would have gone that direction. But you kind of forced my hand there. When you took the Bengals, I said, okay, I'm definitely taking the Steelers now at 5-1. Plus, you know, what we learned last year, if you hit a few of these at a price, you can win this contest, right? If you're taking if you hit a bunch of even money type of winners, that's not going to do a lot for you in a contest like this. Dak Prescott to lead the NFL in TD passes was my first pick at plus 850. But back to your first five here real quickly.
Yeah.
So Nico Collins, you take it 16-1. And I agree with that philosophy of trying to hit a double-digit odds play here early in the early in the draft. So you did that. Then you played a couple of win totals or division winners. Bengals to win the division. Cowboys over 9.5. Panthers under 7.5. Those are pretty solid plays. I think all three of those are pretty solid bets there, 2 through 4. And then explain a little bit, if you can, quickly, yep, the Omar Cooper prop, because the rookie receiver out of Indiana, not much talk about him. I did like the draft pick at the time. But maybe you dug up some negative news about Cooper in Jets camp.
Yeah, so it sounds like Isaiah Williams has surpassed Omar Cooper as the number 3 wide receiver in camp. So at least early on in the season, Omar Cooper is going to be fighting for time on the field. It looks like it's going to be Adonai Mitchell, Garrett Wilson, and Isaiah Williams as the top dogs, obviously Garrett Wilson being the number 1 receiver there. And I'll be honest, I'm not the biggest Geno Smith guy in the world. No. So you've got a number 4 wide receiver, and you've got a quarterback that I don't think is very good, and that's what led me to taking under 449.5. I did see that Connor Allen for 4 for Football posted this on social media about a week or so ago. You know, I'll say full disclosure, I'm not the biggest season-long player prop guy, so you start to dig into those fantasy guys that are pretty smart about this stuff, and Connor we've had on the show before, and he liked this play under as well. So I was looking for a player prop. You know, there's a bunch that was debating here. You know, you went with over Jahmyr Gibbs rushing yards in the second part of the draft, Matt. On my short list of stat leaders was Jahmyr Gibbs to lead the NFL in rushing yards. I did not play it. Thought it was just a little too short of a price. If we're trying to win this thing, I wanted to go more big game hunting. Yeah. That's why my two stat leaders were 16-25-1.
It's probably a pretty good philosophy. As you mentioned that, how about this? We got a field goal for the Raiders. They're on the board. 13:34 to go in the second. 17-3, Texans over the Raiders. And you just need a little bit more if you bet this first half total over 20.5.
Matt Gay, a 52-yard field goal. So we've had a pair of 50-yarders so far tonight. Hey, just a reminder, folks, the college football season starts in 9 days. Never too late to get your prep started. College football betting guide available right now over at vsin.com. You can check it out for as little as $9.99. Previews of all 138 FBS teams. Best bets galore. Check it out. vsin.com/subscribe.